Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me in the studio today is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
Sean Finnegan.
Chomp, chomp.
And that is it. That is everybody still playing Destiny.
No, all that's left.
That's not true at all. CJ's actually out on an event. He'll be back soon. Let's go over what we're going to be talking about on the show. So real quick, we're going to be talking about all those patch notes that we got, our experience with Iron Banner, some of the new raid changes, what we think about Masterworks armor, and some stuff Christopher Barrett has been tweeting.
Oh, man.
Before we get into it, Fran, you wanted to plug our Discord.
Man, we want to play with you. So on YouTube /Fireteam Chat, go to this episode or any episode. We'll try to have it in there. But we're leaving our Discord links because it's a great place to find other Guardians to play. And I got to tell you, I keep looking, and it's been a little tricky. So yeah. It is a great place to find people. Would love if more people could get in there. So please take a moment and go there.
Definitely. All right. Check that out, guys. Real quick, let's get to the news. Bungie has released a large update for Destiny 2, which has begun a long road to improving the game for the better. The first update, which is live now, added drops back into the raid, created avenues for players to collect weapons and armor during events that reduces randomness, and a plethora of minor sandbox tweaks. One important tweak was the adjustment to the shoulder charge, and I'll explain why. Bungie has reverted the adjustment and commented about their design philosophy to tweaks going forward. Designer Josh Hamrick said the following, "In retrospect, we think this change was a mistake, and we've heard you all say the same. We believe there are a number of gameplay items like this that perform or are used differently than we expected, but are thoroughly enjoyed nonetheless. In the future, we want to embrace the state of gameplay items like that and balance around it, not against it." Full patch notes can be seen on this week's Bungie blog. In addition to the positive changes, we received a development roadmap outlining when we can expect fixes through this May, when the next expansion, Gods of Mars, is expected to release. In addition to the blog notes, Christopher Barrett has been tweeting up a storm, letting fans know that game modes such as Prison of Elders and Court of Oryx will make a return, that we can expect more roadmaps like the one in this week's update, and that we will be receiving more prestige raid layer news soon. So what do we think about all this? That's what we'll be discussing on Fireteam Chat this week. So I think the biggest thing out of all that is definitely Christopher Barrett's tease that Prison of Elders, Court of Oryx, and Archon's Forge type game modes will be returning. He didn't say specifically that those somebody asked about them, and he basically just said yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's pretty obvious confirmation that we're getting those modes returned.
He's done that before, though. I don't have the exact phrase in front of me, but sometimes it's like, are we going to get stuff like that again, like that, right?
And, yeah.
But whatever the case, I mean, he's been very forthcoming. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Props to him and the team.
Yeah. What else has he tweeted about? He said, we're going to get more roadmaps, May. So he said in the roadmap that we got, May is when Gods of Mars is going to be released. That's the next expansion based
on. They confirm that name?
It was leaked on the Microsoft Store.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. So. The description, I believe, was fake, but the name has been widely distributed.
But yeah, it's May. We now know that that it's coming in May.
Yeah, and we're going to hear more on the Prestige Raid layer soon because there's some ornaments that you can unlock that are kind of – you can't do anything right now because you can't do Prestige Raid layer to unlock them.
Right.
So yeah, so it's really great that he is continuing his effort to be transparent. And yeah, I think that's exciting. Would you guys play Prison of Elders again?
I mean, I thought Prison of Elders was one of the coolest parts. Well, I mean, it was the coolest part of House of Wolves, right? It was like the only part. But yeah, like, it was really cool. I remember Skolas at that time being some of the most challenging PvE content I've done in the game.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I remember doing it here on stream and being like super amped when I got it done.
Yeah.
So I would love to have an experience like that again. I also don't think we have enough small-sided fire team events, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of a PvE 3v3 or 3 fire team thing that is not strikes or something like that, you know, like a raid style challenging thing, but it's not six people, you know, it's three. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I'd be excited to play something like that. I've been dealing with the whole struggle of like hopping into a 4-person PvP game mode, then hopping into a 3-person Nightfall. Like that's still really close.
Yeah, it is a problem.
Seriously.
And it's just kind of like, all right, well, sorry, whoever, you got to leave so that we can do the Nightfall.
Christopher Baird actually asked on Twitter, like, he just kind of solicited changes, like, what would you change? And I saw a bunch of people responding, and one of the things that a lot of Guardians are saying is, like, just more continuity between the fire teams. Like, it would be great if, like, stuff was three. Like, if raids were sixes, PvP was sixes, trials and everything else was threes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that assumes you're going to jump from PvE to trials in that case. But
I mean, a lot of people jump from, like...
Yeah.
Like, you got to segregate your group or separate your group all the time. Yeah. And that's
And I agree, by the way. But
who
like
I like the least? Well, sorry, you again.
Yeah. And what I was going to point out is I think we all are excited about Iron Banner 6v6 is coming back.
Yeah.
That's a few updates away.
That's going to be good.
But 6v6 is going to be in there. You're going to have this problem regardless. But I think you just made the best point, which we just need more three stuff to do as a team of three. So stuff like this, Prison of Elders, I would be excited. I hope to get to do the Varric voice again someday.
Or let us go in with four.
Or let us go in with and maybe you make a very good point, is like it's so close in that case that maybe just make that four and make it more continuity. So, but I would love to see it, but the reward's got to be there. The progression has to be there.
I just thought of a really interesting idea literally in this moment. What if your fire team was still four people and you introduced like checkpoints during a strike? And they were points-based, right? And whoever was in last, whoever was in last would get swapped out for the person, and they would have to, like, it would be a competition.
What happens after you get swapped out?
Like what? At the next, at the next checkpoint, whoever's in last gets swapped out again. And so the competition becomes, like, you and your fire team trying to kill the most amount of NPCs, enemies, to get the most amount of points so that you don't get cut from the team. And it's like a race. I don't know. Does that sound interesting?
It does sound interesting to me. It does sound interesting, but here's the thing that a lot of people have been doing lately. We've been doing the Tuesday streams where I stream to youtube.com/fireteamchat and, of course, twitch.tv/thedestinychannel, talking about Destiny, state of the game, and everybody has all these ideas for, like, how to improve the game. And it's like, yes, literally do anything. Any of these ideas sound great. Like, I'm never going to say an idea sounds bad. I might talk about why it would be challenging to implement or something like that. But right now, they're just trying to get the game to a state where people are enjoying
where
coming back to
want
it regularly.
To play.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or,
but
or
Sean,
fix the vault.
Totally cool
trials.
Idea.
Great ideas.
Fix the vault. That's coming by the end of May. Yeah. Some of the items on the roadmap, May for vault upgrades. That's ridiculous. Next. And that's just a vault space increase.
I wanted to touch on something
just
real
another
quick,
50
though.
Spots or something. Yeah.
What do you guys think about May for Gods of Mars, right before E3? Do you think we're going to see something new for Destiny 2 at E3 then?
I think you're going to see the September release. I'm taking a guess there.
Ooh, that'd be my
their
guess.
Next Taken King. They need – if they're sticking to that, you're going to see one of two things, I think. You're going to see that, or in some miracle, they're like, God, we need to take a year off and focus on just the game as is.
I thought you were going to say, some miracle – Destiny 3, and I was like, no.
Friend, there is no chance they're going to say that at E3.
No,
it's like in an interview. They're not going to go on Sony stage like, hey, everybody, we're really excited to say we're taking a year off.
In other words, they never promised that they're coming out with content this year yet, right?
No.
They never promised that. I mean, in the Activision contract, I think there's
I hope
a lot
we don't see them at E3. And I hope before E3 they say, hey, don't expect us there because we're focusing on the game for you guys.
I don't want to see anybody from Bungie at E3.
Yo, no, that's not what I mean.
I really dislike, like, I mean, Luke and Mark. And,
that's not what I mean.
I'm Here's joking. The thing.
We'd love to see them there.
But, there's no way that Destiny doesn't appear on the stage at Sony's press conference.
Really?
It's been every year, right? Since they've come out. Every year. That.
No, they always have an exclusive
at least some
set of things, right? Yeah. Exclusive map, exclusive strike, and he's right about that.
That's a really interesting conversation. I think they might skip this year.
Ooh.
Well, wait. Just for clarity, whether or not at E3, do you think there's a September or October release coming?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Because of the state of the game, because of the player base numbers that we have, because of everything going on with the game right now, I think they're focusing on what they have. We know that Gods of Mars is being released, and I think maybe after that they're like, hey, like, we need to pump the brakes.
That's what I was saying. I think there's those two things is either, yes, we've been working on this other thing. It's a very big update. It's got more than what you've seen them working on. Or we're really just focused on fixing the game and making it what you guys want.
If Gods of Mars feels as hollow as Curse of Osiris did, they're going to be in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they're aware of that.
Yep.
So they're working on the content.
And to go back to what you said, I think that May, even though it's far out for more content, which we desperately need, I feel it's right because they need to fix all these things we're talking about. And like, it's just in the spirit of fairness, like, I don't want to end up with Curse Osiris again where we lose on both fronts. Not enough content because it was rushed and the game's not fixed on the core. So fix the core, then bring us new awesome content on top of that.
Yeah.
Curse of Osiris was just not a good situation.
Definitely. Yeah. So talking about all that, I mean, the theme of this episode is that I feel like Destiny 2 is getting better slowly. It's slowly and incrementally improving. It's unfortunate that they're in this state, but it is actually really rewarding to see that they are making positive changes. And one of the best things was Josh Hamrick's comment about the shoulder charge and how they're changing their whole philosophy about how they're implementing changes. They're like, hey, we never should have made that change. Yeah. We're reverting it back to the way it was. The fact that you use it as a traversal mechanic shouldn't be punished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. Yeah, why did you ever do that?
But that was good. It was, and you're right. It was nice just to hear honesty. They're like, you know what? It was a mistake. So yeah, we're bringing it back. Yeah. It's pretty simple. Like they experienced the same thing we did, and they agree. Doesn't have to
me. That's
defensive,
like,
you know.
To me, that's like a revelation, though. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it
they're
is
not
because,
just going to nerf everything into oblivion. They buffed weapons also.
Well, you're right because it's indicative of a change in thinking because like it's not the first time they've nerfed something that no one was asking for a nerf for. Remember, it just was Hunter trip mines.
Yeah.
Like you used to be able. There was a medal in the game for sticking someone with a Hunter trip mine.
Yeah.
And then
unicorned man.
No one was saying that Hunter trip mines shouldn't be able to stick.
Yeah.
Everybody and then they were like, oh, you can't stick. And then when you were at that point in Destiny 1, when you're a hunter and you land a perfect grenade with a stick and it bounces off their head and lands on the ground and you blow yourself up, like it just seems like
it's frustrating.
Even worse, you know?
I mean, they have a lot of data, but I think the big difference is that's like a bunch of data across everybody. It's not the hardcore, which is really what I believe has been who powered a lot of Destiny.
Also, do casuals – I hate to use that term, but like, do non-hardcore players, like, are they the ones who are vocally expressing their discontent with things like shoulder charges?
Yeah, that's
I don't buy that. Like, I don't
feel like
we
would have seen that.
Yeah, like, I just don't think that happens, you know? Yeah.
So,
it's exciting. There's a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, in addition to this roadmap, which I love, by the way, please make more roadmaps. It's excellent to just have this thing, and they've showed it in a few different ways now.
Yeah, it keeps expanding.
Reinforcing.
Like, yeah.
What you're working on.
We don't have to talk about it, but like Emblem Aura rework came up and I was trying to remember, wait, did they ever talk about that? Because I keep I'm like, please reward me for being, I don't know if that's what they're doing, but alpha, a veteran, and I can have this like crazy starburst glow and it's like, whoa, that dude was there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's what it's about, but little things like that, I don't even know what it is, but I'm excited. You know?
It is really positive. It's
a job well done.
So I do want to talk about Iron Banner because that's been activated right now. And I have played more Destiny 2 this week, partially because I committed to doing the Tuesday streams to talk directly with the audience, the Fireteam Chat audience. But I've been having a lot of fun. These improvements have positively impacted my fun with Destiny. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the PvP is still the same PvP. It hasn't changed that much. It's still kind of like you got to team shot everybody, but it's – I haven't been like miserable playing it. at any point. So I'm very happy.
All right,
about that.
But yeah,
it's like, still just okay.
But they haven't changed it much.
They haven't changed it much. But I like that Iron Banner is just like turn in 10 packages, and then if you didn't get everything, just buy it. Mm-hmm. You can totally
whatever's
just buy
on
it.
Sale for that, you know, that round.
Yeah, and if you did that, you did that before, you can go back in. The ornamentation on Iron Banner is really tough to get. It's ridiculous. You got to get like 250 melee and grenade kills to unlock the chest piece ornamentation, I believe.
Oh, gosh,
I'm just like, come on.
They're pretty.
Like, yeah,
yeah. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I like that if you see people walking around with it, they're pretty baller.
Yeah.
But so I do like that.
It's asking a lot.
I also like the idea of having to earn something. That's something that I didn't think that PvP did really well in Destiny 2 was that, like, when they retrofitted almost all the systems, what they took away was a lot of the progression. Like, I liked in Destiny 1 feeling like Iron Banner's live. I have 1 week to get all the way to rank 5. Otherwise, I'll miss the gear.
I lost so much sleep doing that.
I like that idea that, like, oh, if I want that chest ornament, I have to play a lot. Like, because I don't think – I go back, I've said this multiple times, but like, if you don't play enough or you aren't good enough, you don't deserve the rewards. I'm sorry. Like,
I agree. Otherwise, everybody's got it. That's a problem that we have in Destiny.
Yeah. So it's like a minor complaint, but it's still something. I'm going to chase that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into Iron Banner and play differently. It's encouraging me to play in a way that I normally wouldn't, to capture points with the team. By the way, I just want to say, I don't like that it's only one person needs on beyond the point.
Don't
I
like
think
that
you
either.
I think you should bring back the team mechanic.
It was
more exciting.
It takes away a strategic, like how many people you decide to commit to one defensive point versus another when you're attacking or defending.
Yeah.
That's a huge tactical gameplay thing just removed by making it capture the same no matter how many guardians you have on the point.
It sped it up
also
if you had more guardians on there, and it gave you more points.
Like, have you ever gotten run really by a team of like five guardians who they have one person defending and they just go point, 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 point in circles and they hold like at least three of the points all the time?
Yeah.
Because by the time you cap one, they've already turned the other two against
you. Turns into like, ring around the rose.
It's like a totally different way of playing control. Like, why did they remove? I don't know.
Plus, it's hard to get that six kills that you used to be able to get with a Nova Bomb or something.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and that was fun, too.
So, epic moments.
You would catch whole teams on there. So that brings me actually to one of the other positive improvements, and that is the raid drop mechanic. I did Prestige Raid for the first time. I never had incentive to do it in the past.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is tough, and like I get nothing for doing it.
There's absolutely literally nothing. No bonus.
Now, when double that drops. Chest pops, you get your tokens, you get an armor or weapon drop, and it's really rewarding. Yeah. You can also get like high level engrams in the raid. It was really, really fun to run it with the team. However, it was very buggy. There were a few times, and this is apparently a known bug on PC, where if your team wipes, it'll just lock you out. So people have to leave and come back.
I've had that already. There's outside of Prestige.
There's a rumor that you got to like switch your chest piece over and over again to order to get everybody to spawn in.
I don't know.
I think that
definitely
one's
someone,
like, spin
definitely
foil
someone made that up.
But
now everyone's
Bungie, you need to address whatever's going on PC or
raid bugs. Yeah,
Moon Studio.
I've had that at Kalos a lot on normal, even.
Yeah,
we just like wipe, and then it's like we're not rezzing.
Yeah,
you know? The basically we had that happen on day one.
Yeah,
if you remember, but
but now it's not permanent. Like eventually you will rez, but you're sitting there for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
That's a bad one.
And then one person's alive.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, you're right. Like Prestige ornament. Double drops and along with guaranteed drops with more exotic chance at each encounter.
So
there's
awesome.
A lot to look forward to in there.
Yeah. Ren, it was so awesome being in the raid with my friends, and we're all talking about the drops that we got. And like they pop out as engrams, and you pick them up and they automatically decrypt into the item that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was so fun feeling that experience.
What'd you get?
Again,
yeah.
That
what'd you get? What'd you get?
What'd you get? Oh, I got a Masterwork. I got like a full set of Masterworks raid gear.
Right.
Which was awesome.
That's awesome.
Except the chest piece. But I got a full set.
So not a full set.
I got a full set of Prestige gear.
75% of
Don't forget, the Sweeper bot also sells one weapon per week. So it's one weapon and the set, but you have to actually do the raid to be able to purchase it. So I was really worried. I'm like, well, if he's going to sell like four weapons, you'll just buy everything you need.
Oh, did you look to see what Banshee's selling? Benedict?
Yeah. Benedict has the SMG, which I don't really like.
Oh, the Mob Justice or whatever?
I believe it was Mob Justice. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't buy it. I kept getting it as a drop in the raid.
Man,
but
I need Alone as a God, the sniper, so bad.
I still don't have that.
Yeah,
it's cool though. I'm happy I don't have
it. It's a really good improvement. And then the other thing I want to talk about, the Masterworks armor, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was so you don't feel this like the stat chance. You're not feeling that opportunity to.
It's just not quite the reroll mechanic that everyone wanted. Mm-hmm.
It reduces incoming damage when your super is active, right? So it's just like, okay, well, that's.
But that's just one example of what Masterworks can do. Masterworks can do a bunch of other things, but I think like people wanted the ability to reroll all the nodes and have like a bunch of different types of. The same
so what gear, Masterworks you know? Armor does is it specifically allows you to re-roll your mobility, resistance, and recovery thing. That's all it does, mm-hmm. really. And it reduces your damage during super activation.
Super active. Yeah.
So that's all the armor does. The weapons have a stat boost increase. Like if you have an AR, it has a reload stat or a range or something like that. Yeah. I was working on that before the show.
Yeah.
I really like the raid armor perks, though. Those are really, really, really fun.
Yeah.
The 25% damage boost, like if you have solar abilities activated, for example. I was using it with my Titan. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You feel super powerful. You're just melting the dogs fighting or whatever.
Exactly.
It feels really, really good. Make sure your feet are on the ground. Another sort of weird thing that's not described in the menu. Like if you're airborne, you don't get that stat boost.
Oh,
so it was really strange. And sometimes if you're like on a platform,
that's for the raid perk
being airborne. Yeah,
is that just during supers or no? It's just ability. Period. Right?
It's abilities.
Yeah.
So like grenades. So if you're Titan and you're doing arc
solar abilities, period. But like when you're in the air, it's not active.
Yeah. And you can just switch it for one raid token. And I don't have anything to spend them on right now, so I just like. You know,
you can switch between encounters. Oh, that's right. You can switch. That's really
so in
cool.
the middle of the raid, you can switch which one
so
you're active.
The
I'm
thing
playing
I really
this
like about
that's where I'm a little behind here. Yeah.
The thing I like about this is that we had previously said that what made the armor special from other raids and stuff was that it gave you bonuses in that raid.
Yeah.
It made you want to incentivize you to use that armor in the raid. Now we're doing that with this.
Yeah.
Great step in the right direction.
Yeah, totally. I'm really, really happy about it. And I like the new raid perk armor.
Yeah.
Masterworks armor, though, I was just like, I don't know. It's just missing something because it's like, why would I wear this Masterworks?
I think they recognize that.
Ring super.
Because they said they're going to work more on it coming, you know, in the coming updates.
I would love to have like a variety of different things that you could get from Masterworks armor and raid armor and such.
Yeah. I get the sense it's the same as mods in general as well, right? Like,
yeah,
we know that
variety.
Mods are important to us. They've done a couple things, but they're like, we're working on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see it out there, though. And like, to be fair, you haven't got that full stacked super boost, you know, maybe while you're in PvP with a full Masterworks set, right?
Really? It's not noticeable, really.
But you don't have a full set yet, though.
Do we know that
it
stacks? Doesn't stack? Stack, right?
No.
That sucks.
I don't know.
I thought it did
I have a full set of Masterworks, but I mean, it's not really.
How much does it reduce damage?
I think
10%.
It just doesn't say a percentage.
Now you made me forget. I forgot if it was 3%.
-3% damage resistance when casting a super.
Thought that stacked.
With
whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry that I
being
brought
that
up.
With it being
that
low, it'd be really.
I don't
cool
have it yet.
I don't think it stacks.
What if it did? That'd be cool.
I don't think it does. I think they clarified
now
that when we did
write it in
when
the
we
comments
did,
as soon
when we
as we
did the show 2 weeks ago.
It's all right.
It's generally a good assumption that if it doesn't say, it doesn't in Destiny.
So before the Discord links, I'll be like, yes, it does.
No,
it doesn't stack.
Please join Discord. I want to play with you guys.
Yeah.
But no, what I liked about it, when I read the update, what I was excited about was I do get kills on my supers a lot. So anything that can help me in a PvP match, like even a little bit, it maybe would be fun to use. So
yeah.
I guess we'll see.
So overall, what do you think about the fact that they're being more open, more transparent? I think that this is the first improvement that has me back playing the game and having fun again. That's excellent. And it's going to get better. It's going to take a long time. And yeah, I'm happy about this. And I'm happy about the transparency especially.
I mean, I feel the same way. We always wanted more communication and better transparency. We're getting that. But I still think for me it's contingent upon delivering of these things, right? Like you can say all you want.
Yeah.
It matters if you actually deliver.
Yeah.
And
they're starting to.
Yeah, and they are starting to. And in time we'll make another assessment later down the road, or like when Gods of Mars comes out, or potentially the September release.
February 27th is the next update, which is also somebody's birthday.
Who's?
I don't know.
Let us know in the comments.
Me. Actually dropping on my birthday. I'm excited about that.
That's cool.
Nice.
Whatever. But it's nice, easy one to remember.
Chris actually tweeted about that. That's why I
get it. Chris was like, Fran, really excited to give you no more exotic redundancy. I forget if that was in March. But yeah, so the next one's February 27th. I know that for a fact. And then about a month.
There's one in March. Yeah. There's none in April. And then there's one in May.
Early May.
And May is the vault adjustment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it a fix.
Yeah. But, just. But yeah, like, look, that's, we're right. This is the first week out. I've played some Iron Banner. I'm doing raiding and stuff this week. And I think next week, and especially CJ will be back too. But, experience for me, I'll be experiencing a lot of these January 30th changes this week.
Yeah.
Destin's laughing at me. What's going
on? Oh, I'm just imagining if I get to interview somebody from Bungie again, I'm going to bring something that's full and be like, do you think I should just add more space or should I like reorganize?
Yeah.
Can we? That's a great idea. Yeah. Is like have a live, in real life vault exercise for them and be like, is it? No, just, you know, sorry, here, let me hold these like, over here in this pile until you clear that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just like have a larger container over here and be like, you can't use that though.
That is a great idea, Justin. Yeah.
I know might work, but we just can't. Sorry.
I love that.
Anyway, that's it for this week, really. Just the updates. Do you guys have anything you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, dude. You guys should come play Monster Hunter with me. That thing's so fun. Yeah, you guys playing that?
What else are we playing? I think that'd be good to talk about briefly.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so I just mentioned Monster Hunter. And then the other thing is me and CJ have been on that competitive tear in Halo 5.
Nice.
Man,
nice.
I know you guys are still...
Well, Halo, you know CJ. CJ's a big PvP guy. Mm-hmm. And hey,
big
guess
Bungie
what?
Bungie guy.
Guess what?
Still
like,
goes back.
Competitive multiplayer is so good in Halo 5.
Oh,
it's fast, it's responsive, it's competitive, and it's balanced. And guess what? Like, there's all... It's just incredible.
E-sport.
Yeah, it's an e-sport.
I do tune it for that, so...
Yeah. What about you, Fran?
I would happily play that. I did play the Sea of Thieves closed beta.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough time. I love the sense of world. It's a beautiful game. I think I even streamed it on Fireteam Chat one night.
Yeah.
Called it On the Lookout. But I was very excited about that game, have been. I think it's going to be interesting for Destiny players, and obviously Fortnite's a big one as well, as I know you play PUBG. I like PUBG.
Yeah. PUBG.
And Division, everybody's still talking Division. I haven't got a chance to get back to it.
I tried out the Division. People have been asking me to show that on Fireteam Chat, but... Yeah. I mean, I started a new character on PC. I think I'm going to try it again with my Xbox character, the 50-hour character, because I don't want to go through the progression loop again. Like, it would take way too long to get him maxed out. I've been trying out this game, Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah.
Duggan's been all over that.
It's pretty rough. Duggan isn't that into it, actually. He's been playing...
But he's been playing it a lot.
He's been playing The Hunt. That is a different game.
What?
That is out recently. Yeah.
Wait.
He tried out Escape from Tarkov about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. The Hunt is the 2v2v2v2 one, right?
I have no idea.
We did a live stream.
Yeah, we did a live stream.
Check out Duggan.
Check that.
He also did a video. If you just search YouTube, what is The Hunt?
But
IGN. You'll
find I've been playing Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotcha.
You again?
Yeah. Duggan's great. We get it. No, just kidding. So it's this hyper-realistic survival game where, like, if you die, you lose all your gear. Like, you lose your backpack, and it's really hard to progress again. It's in a really rough state right now, but I'm sort of enjoying learning something. It's also like hyper realistic. Like, you have to take your bullets and put them into the magazines, then put the magazines into the gun.
Wow.
And if you have the wrong ammo type in the magazine, you have to like, it's really
just
crazy.
Like, jam. And then you're like, oh no.
No, it just doesn't work. So you have a clip in there, but your gun won't fire and then you die.
That's cool. Yeah. Again, like I want to talk about it for a second. If people want to hear about that, what else we're playing, I mean, in, you know, some significant amount, I think we'd love to talk about that more, but I think we believe, obviously, most people on Fireteam Chat come for Destiny.
Yeah.
But let us know if you're, like, in mass, if you're serious, you want to hear us talk about other stuff. Meaning I was happy to stream Sea of Thieves on the channel instead of Destiny one night. But
I also want to reiterate that Halo's groups are called Fire Teams, so
perfect.
On brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys come over.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
So any
start
game
playing.
With Fire
I'm just saying,
teams.
Also, Team Slayer.
On the channel.
Team Slayer in Halo
Slayer.
Is four before. 1, 2, 3, and CJ, like...
By the way, Halo is a great... If we ever go down that path, I mean, it was originally made by Bungie. I think it's a good match.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to sell anybody on that.
Halo 6 this year, you think?
Yeah.
No. Announcement this year.
Yeah.
You think?
I think we're going to see something at E3.
Really?
I think it is. Yeah.
It is about time.
At least a trailer.
You know what's really interesting? We're coming up on the next gen soon, I would think. Like, somewhere, whether it's a tease this year and we're 2 or 3 years out.
Wait, so that's a whole
that
different discussion.
Period.
You don't think we're past generations now with consoles?
Well, I don't know yet, but meaning in theory, the next Halo and the next
All
Destiny
right.
might be for these.
Let's reel it in. We're getting pretty generalized here, and we got to wrap up the show. We have some tight studio time considerations.
Good
today.
Host.
Thank you guys for joining me on the show, Sean. Good to have you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad to be back.
Can I read this clarification on
the... Yeah, go ahead.
I looked it up. So, Masterwork Armor grants 3% damage resistance while players are in a super state for each Masterwork Armor piece equipped.
It does stack.
So they didn't really say stacked, and that's why I was a little confused. But it sounds like it does, so up to 12%. percent or no.
Yeah. I was wrong. Nobody clipped this out.
No, it's not even right or wrong. But the point I want, we do that on the show. There's so many things to remember. Yeah. So that's the deal. Oh, so very exciting to get a full Masterwork set. It's nice too that it's not like you have to have them all for the stacks. So yeah, check them out. Tell us what you think.
All right. Well, I guess that's all for this week. All right. And until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.